Sounds on the streets of Cairo that may sound familiar. Protests that may seem like they came from the revolution, but instead, those are the sounds of thousands of demonstrators last night. This is a movement that some say could lead Egypt into another wave of protests and another uprisings. These demonstrations began after a very popular blogger and activist, Alaa Abd El Fattah, he goes by the handle of Alaa, was detained over the weekend and is actually now in jail. Egypt's interim military government has accused him, Alaa, of inciting violence, which led to the death of a couple dozen Coptic Christians in Cairo last month. Protesters are demanding his release and the end of all military trials for civilians there. We're joined now by Noel King, freelance reporter based in Cairo, and actually Alaa's mother, also an activist, Laila Swaif. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Celeste.
Laila, let me ask you about the charges against your son and your response to this idea that he incited violence.
The charges against my son is that he incited sectarian violence, which is really stupid. The fact is that my son and other activists joined these the day that we had these demonstrations. It was Coptic Egyptians and activists who were in solidarity with them, demanding certain rights and so on. And the army tried to disperse the demonstration violently, and the scene turned into violence. My son only joined the demonstrations after the violence started because he and a lot of his colleagues did not want this to turn into a Muslim-Christian thing. They wanted it to be Egyptians against those in power who are trying to intimidate them and take away their right to demonstrate.
All right, that's Laila Swaif, Alaa's mother. Alaa, at this point, is in jail. He's accused of inciting violence, also with us, Noel King, a freelance reporter based in Cairo. Noel, tell me the basis of the protests against his arrest, because there's many things at play here. There's the fact that there are civilians being tried in military court, and then there's also this claim that it was the military that was responsible for these deaths.
That's right. And here's what we're looking at, Celeste. You'll remember if we go back to the days of the Egyptian Revolution in January and February, the military was enormously popular for not turning on the protesters. They became something like heroes. Over the course of the last 9 months, though, the charge is that the Egyptian military is really struggling to hold on to power. They've clamped down. They've reinstituted emergency laws. Then you have these protests, these clashes in the street on October 9th. And so the question is this the same Egyptian military that took the side of the protesters during the revolution, or is this a military that has taken on an increasingly menacing cast and wants to hold on to power and is going to fight to remain in power in Egypt?
So in this particular case, although there are legal issues involved, this could be a political one. That's why people are saying that this could lead to another uprising, because this may be the beginning of people calling for the military to step down. Is that right, Noel?
That's exactly it. And that's the call you've seen over the past couple of weeks and even months. There is this growing concern that, the Egyptian military, rather than being people who want to transition this country gently into democracy, want to stay and hold on to power. And one of the accusations is the way that they're doing that is by putting activists like Alaa Abd El Fattah in front of these military courts as opposed to trying them in civilian courts, and thus ensuring that activists will go straight from the courtroom into prisons where, of course, they will not be able to, to march in the streets or to say much at all against the Egyptian military. So there's a lot of fear here that this crackdown represents something fairly sinister.
Well, Noel King, is this a blank page that exists in terms of process in Egypt right now since the revolution? What sort of safeguards are there in place to prevent the transitional military from using their position of power right now, transitional or otherwise, to basically create a base to mount a real run to take over the government, whether it's a coup d'etat or just manipulating the political process?
There isn't. That's the problem. There don't seem to be any safeguards in place. Again, think back to the revolution. Remember, the military is enormously popular. So when they took over, most Egyptians, I'm not going to say all, but most Egyptians were fairly happy to have the military in power. Now, in the meantime, we've got elections coming up at the end of this month, parliamentary elections, not presidential elections just yet. But increasingly, you have Egyptians who are really disillusioned with this process, who look to the military and say, these guys want to hold on to power. And some of them are saying, we're not even going to bother to vote in these elections. I was talking to a young activist yesterday, very young, barely out of his 20s, and he was telling me, you know, this is starting to look less like a revolution and more like a military coup. And I think he really hit the nail on the head for a lot of people here.
Well, Noelle, let's examine this. What evidence do we have? What has the military done that would might make us think that they perhaps are trying to hold on to their position?
Well, the fact of the matter is they haven't announced when the presidential elections in this country are going to take place. They're now saying that it could be as late as 2013. The parliamentary elections, again, coming up at the end of this month. People suspect, people fear that those elections may be delayed. The military has increasingly said, the military has increasingly cracked down using the reason, shall we say, that that they want to provide security, that they're concerned about things in Egypt getting out of control. Now, you talk to some Egyptians and they say, absolutely, we agree with you. Please continue to rule with a firm hand. You talk to others and they say, it makes us really nervous that you're using the security example or this the reason of security as the reason to sort of crack down on protests.
That's so because Mubarak often used in the Egypt. Same reason for many of the things that he put into place. Let's get back to the reason behind our conversation here, which is this blogger, Alaa, who is in jail at this point. He's been accused by the ruling military, a military prosecutor, of inciting violence that resulted in the death of 25 people who were killed during a demonstration on October 9th. Tell me exactly what happens with him now.
Well, it's uncertain. He's been remanded to prison for the next 15 days, at which point the military prosecutor can either make the decision to let him go or to continue to hold him indefinitely. Another thing that makes people pretty angry. There are no answers at this point.
All right. So, and we've had thousands of people demonstrating outside the jail where he's being held.
That's right. In fact, you look at the numbers, it was about 2,000 last night. In a city of 18 million people, still a fairly small protest. And it is worth noting, there are still Egyptians who believe very firmly that the military is doing the right thing, is on the right course. But those 2,000 people have very loud voices. And the question is, will this be the spark that lights a fire that leads to something bigger?
And that is the big question, not only in Egypt, but around the world at this point. Noelle King is a freelance reporter based in Cairo. We spoke earlier with Laila Swaif. She is Alaa's mother. Alaa is the blogger who's been detained by the military in Egypt right now, accused of inciting violence that led to the death of 25 Coptic Christians last month. Noelle, thank you so much.
Thanks, Celeste.